Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called HealthBeat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to HealthBeat. Let's get started. All right. So with that said, I'm going to turn the time over to my good friend, Brian Hazelgren. And this guy is a professor of all professor. I mean, he's taught for like 10 years at the University of Utah Entrepreneur Center. He built that whole program. He taught graduate students entrepreneurship who have now gone out and built huge businesses, doing billions of dollars per year in sales, created tens and tens of thousands of jobs in the economy. He had one of his students exit out for, I think, over $1 billion. I mean, so Brian's game plans and Brian's mindset programs may be fundamental, and a lot of them are fundamental, but he has some really essential gems with 17 books he's written, and business plans, you know, game plans, as we like to call them, are tremendous. And Brian also, as I mentioned before, still holds the record as the fastest man ever to come out of the state of Utah. We just had the state track meet here last weekend here in Utah, and we had some really fast guys, and they got within maybe 5, 6, 7 tenths of his record, but no one has beat his record in over 42 years now. He still has that record of the fastest man. And so we like Brian because Brian is about speed. And of course, money is speed. Money is, we like to see money come in with speed. And Brian is the ultimate speedster that I know. He's the fastest man that I know personally. I don't know. I never did know the record holder that beat the record. But anyway, Brian is the only man I know personally that's run a faster 40-yard dash time than me. So I'll just say he's very fast and strong and able to take. And I've seen this man in business, as we're going to go through together with your master franchise. There are hurdles to get over. There are obstacles to get over. There are setbacks. There's going to be frustrations. No matter what business you get in, even though this is one of the smoothest business I've ever seen in the world of franchising, because you have a lot of help and support, there'll be frustrations. And this man, I've seen heaped upon his shoulders so many big things. That's because he's probably one of God's strongest warriors here on this earth, as many of you are too. And so that's why we have so many challenges heaped on our shoulders. Brian has been through those. He's got through them in a dignified and professional way and positive way. I've seen this guy. Anyway, I could go on and on about him. I'm grateful for his friendship and what he's about to talk to us about today. So Brian, I'll just turn the time over to you for the rest of the time and let you and Scott finish up. And I'm going to go back to recording, and I'm going to have to listen to this recording later. So thank you, Brian, for being on.
Thank you, Dano. Thank you for your kind, generous words. That was, I don't know if I can live up to that. I'm going to fall off that pedestal. thank you for the kind words that you said, and you know, awesome job on the presentation as well, and the great information that we constantly need to keep being told about. I mean, I love the four steps. We've talked about it a lot, but thank you for those reminders, because that's exactly what we need as leaders in our businesses. Awesome job, buddy. Nicely done. Go back and have a good time on your we can't wait to see all these videos you're creating. So exciting stuff.
Thank you. They're out there.
And just I'll say this one more time, but the only reason I'm fast is because I had two older sisters and I was running for my life the entire time I was growing up. So anyway, good old days. Let me share my screen with you, Scott. If you could give me the sharing capacity, that would be awesome. And I'll share a couple of items with you. I'm going to take just a few minutes and go through some things that I think are important for us as leaders to understand. This first section that we're going to cover is, well, actually all of it is basically from a book that I had written. Scott, is this, you seeing the right screen there?
I am building a positive culture, right?
Okay, that's it. Let's move this out of the way. Maybe. There we go. Let's put a play up here. Okay, let's have a conversation, if we can, for a few minutes about building a positive culture in your business and also staying positive in a world that is just chock full of negativity. These things that we're going to talk about today and that we'll discuss literally come from this book that I wrote last year, Eight Lifestyles of Positive People. Writing that book has been a great journey for me personally. And I've seen a lot of great rewards already just from the research that we did, the writing that was put into the book, even the sharing of a lot of ideas like we're going to share today. So I guess the good news is here, if people don't buy it, at least I've benefited from it. And I've learned a lot just from the research that we've done. And it's been very helpful to just go through this building of a system. It's been so cool to see this come together and seeing a divine hand behind it, because there's a reason why this information needs to get out to people. But one thing that's come real clear to me is that statement right there that you see on your screen, positivity. It is literally the new competitive edge. People like being around other people who are positive. The negative people of the world, they're no fun to be around. So we all like to be around positive people. That's a great way to go about your day, is surround yourself with people who can cut through all the malarkey we have to deal with and just, have that competitive edge by being positive. So if you're like me, you love to learn how you can basically have an edge in life. And this is a phrase that you've all heard of. And, when you say that phrase, when life gives you lemons, then make lemonade. But I want to shift your thinking today, if that's possible, to maybe something a little bit fun and more meaningful, because the phrase that we're familiar with, I want to add something new to it. So when life gives you lemons, make lemonade and sell it to all those who get thirsty from complaining. We've got a great opportunity in front of us as business owners and business leaders. So that to me sounds like a really good plan. I like that one. Hope you share that with other people. So our focus today in our lives, it seems like it's just, you see it on the news, or you watch television, you read it in the articles, you read what's going on in the news, and usually we focus on problems and threats, and that it's starting to undermine our health. Now, everybody's been feeling a little negative here the last couple of years for specific reasons, because of the pandemic and the shutdowns and the mandates and all kinds of other crazy things that have gone on. But research from Boston University, I started learning more about this. This is the School of Public Health in Boston University. And they said that now today, this is actually a recent article that came out. 1 in 3 American adults have depression or anxiety. They've been diagnosed with that. Just recently, just a few weeks ago, we saw an article that came out in the Epic Times that said there's been an over 300% rise in anxiety in teenagers, and over a 400% rise in depression. Those are crazy numbers. Those are scary numbers. It's important to understand that our brains react more strongly to adverse events or things that happen bad to us in different situations. But I think this probably explains why we fall so easily into negative feelings. And then sometimes we find it hard to let it go. Well, think about this particular question. Why do our minds seem to focus on and then place more importance on the bad things that happen to us instead of the good things? I mean, honestly, it's a simple question. But I think the answer is a little more complicated. But we have some good things to understand. I want to point out to you of what science has and is currently teaching us. Science suggests that we have a bias. I'll show you what that bias is in just a minute. There is literally so much empirical data that's out there that helps us now fully understand, after all these studies that have been done, that we as humans tend to focus on and we learn from and even use negative information from our environment. We do that far more than the positive information that we receive, unfortunately. We as humans also fixate on negative things that we experience. There's a whole chapter in the book, Eight Lifestyles, that talks about how we fixate on negative things. But there's a solution. I'll get to that in just a minute. Science also shows us that we have a tendency to process and remember the negative stimuli much more than we do the positive stimuli, but then we seem to dwell on those adverse effects for a long time. So we have a special phrase for all this in our world of brain health that we have learned, and we call it negative bias. You can look that up. Negative bias is something that is really running rampant in our society, and not just here in America, but throughout the world. But there is a foundational reason for that, and although it may seem a little strange at first glance, this negative bias can be helpful to us to understand why we think that way. But first, we have to go back to what our ancestors were like. Our ancestors lived in a world full of physical danger. We know that. They also had to be extra vigilant about their own personal safety, literally as a matter of survival. They had to live in a world with wild animals that could kill them or harm them and their family. They had to live in a world that was freezing and cold. And here in Arizona, where I live, extremely hot with no AC. That would not be a good world to live in, I can tell you that, when it comes July in Arizona. But they had to endure that. They had to endure the cold and the heat. They had to face starvation. They even had the constant threat of war. Didn't matter where they, what part of the world they were in, there was always a constant threat of war. All this required our ancestors to be extra vigilant about their own personal safety. So what has that done for us? Now, today, we fast forward to the way we act, and now we've just all gone through a pandemic and the shutdowns and the mandates and the lockdowns. Our focus on problems and threats is now very clearly undermining our health, our physical health. We've got to take notice of this. So the threats today are much different than they were with our ancestors, and they're a lot less catastrophic, but our brains still want to look for those dangerous situations that are out there. We still focus and spend a lot of time and attention on looking for those dangerous situations, which probably explains why our brains then are hardwired to pay more attention to the negative aspects of our lives, and we are not paying enough attention to the positive things that happen to us. There's an article that was published back in 1995 I want to bring your attention to. So that was obviously a few years ago. That it was in the Journal of Advancement in Medicine. And this particular article pointed out there's some very telling points, pardon me, that were raised back in 1995. There's a strong connection between emotions and health. Anger and negative thoughts literally suppress our immune system for up to 6 hours. However, there's some good news. If we have feelings of caring and compassion, that will also give our immune system a boost for up to 6 hours. So we can sort of level the playing field there. And those emotions that we label as unpleasant, they can dramatically affect our health in many destructive ways and for a long period of time. That's why stress creates so many difficult problems that we have in our health. Another one, let me give you an example. Here's one example you may be aware of. One example is cynicism. So there was a study that was done in the Journal of Neurology back in 2014 that linked poor health to higher levels of cynicism. Now, cynicism is basically you distrust people and their motives. And they link cynicism later in life to developing a risk of having several health problems. Also, in 2009, there was a study done by the journal Circulation, which collected data from 97,000 people and found that most cynical participants were more likely to have heart disease. The study also noted that women, especially who were more pessimistic, had a higher chance of dying at an early age. This is science, folks. We got to pay attention to it. So these studies pointed out that there's a link to poor health and having negative cynicism. Let me just point out some of the things that came from this article. By the way, if you want any copies of these articles that I'm showing, we've got all these. They're listed on our positific.com website. I'm going to show you that in just a minute. You can download these articles and read through them if you'd like. Poor circulation is another result that comes from deep negative cynicism, dying at a much younger age, even the development of dementia. So all of these things are linked to something that we have experienced that's negative. Okay, it's time for us to turn that around, folks, because we are facing a crisis that's really out of control. And it's bigger than we want to admit. You know, with the things that have gone down here in the last couple of years, from the pandemic issues to the mandates and lockdowns, like I mentioned earlier, to inflation and higher prices and wars and rumors of wars, we have a great divide in our country today. There's an increase in opioid addictions. There's an increase in depression and anxiety that we pointed out. There's an increase in suicides. But there's studies from all over the world that have literally proven that positive emotions can help make our lives better and happier and even healthier. So with depression on the rise, that also shows very clearly that so is inflammation and pain and chronic illness. We are in the health and wellness business in our company. We know these statistics very well because we provide services for the patients that are experiencing these things. Look at this. Chronic disease affects 74% of Americans. Some physicians are even telling us that 95% of their patients' population in their practice suffer from chronic illness. Mental health is directly tied to individual circumstances, thoughts and emotions, trauma, and those thoughts and emotions can be triggered in a positive way by positive emotions. People have become less effective in how they think and act. Productivity, according to another study that we have from HR Executive Magazine, productivity is down 30 to 40% post-pandemic. It's become increasingly difficult to stay focused. I've felt that in my life. We've done something about it. I don't feel that way anymore. And I'll explain that in just a minute. Emotions can slip into anxiety and depression when negative feelings don't go away after a short period of time. So let's pay attention to the negative loops that we seem to get stuck in. We know that they're hard to escape, especially when you find yourself in that negative loop where everything seems to not be getting any better and you just focus on the negative side of things that are happening to you. We can literally train our brains to be more positive and improve our health during the process. It's also studies that show that it takes 3 or 4 positive or nice things to actually equal out and balance that one negative thing that happens to us. Well, actually, you know what? Before I go on, I want to give you a quick example. So just my wife can be a great testament of this. If I've done something to annoy her or upset her, or even a coworker, your spouse or your coworker, when you've done something to annoy them or make them upset or something negative, you're literally going to have to do 3 or 4 positive or nice things to equal that out and balance it up. So guys on the line here today, never hurts to send your wife a bouquet of flowers, even if it's not Mother's Day or some other holiday like Valentine's. Just send her something to be nice, because I promise you, you've probably done something to annoy her if you're normal, like the rest of us husbands. So just think about that for a minute. That's what science is telling us. In order to equal these things out, the negative thing that you may have done or said, you've got to make it up with 3 or 4 nice or positive things. Okay, well, let's just talk a little bit about why I wrote this book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. I was becoming increasingly angry at the forced mandates and the lockdowns. I saw too many people losing their jobs. I saw people losing hope. And I was sick from the pandemic, and I was sick of the pandemic. I actually almost passed away during that time because my lungs filled up with way too much fluid. That's another story for another day. During that time, our country became divided way too fast. I felt literally helpless. And I was on edge and I was stressed out way more than I ever wanted to be. That was very uncomfortable for me. There were too many riots going on. There was too much division in our country. There were even online battles that I had with some old friends about politics that should have never happened. I had to literally shut it down and walk away. But I just thought, enough is enough, man. I need some help myself. I started researching what was going on. And, you know, how do we get rid of these negative feelings and thoughts? So I started doing the research behind this, and I came up with 8 different, not just habits, but lifestyles. Lifestyles that we want to have in our own personal lives for ourselves and for our families. And I'm not going to explain what each one of these are. I'm just going to show you what they are. We'll do the explanation of the 8 lifestyles later on. But number one is be a positive person. Number 2 is have a wake-up strategy. 3, stay focused. 4, be positive and live healthy. 5 is block negative influencers. 6, learn from inspiring stories. We have 11 very inspiring stories in the book there, so that's really good. Apply positive patterns. We talked about that, apply positive patterns, in our last session a couple of weeks ago. And the last one is increase your positive quotient. You know how we like to increase our IQ? This is increasing our PQ, our positive quotient. So basically what I want to just throw out to you all is that it's time to get your life back. When your life feels completely out of control, when you develop a lifestyle, it can set into motion different chains of events that will literally help you take control of your life. This is one of those emotions that you'll feel when we've all heard about, you know, having a good positive attitude. It can be good for you when times get tough. But when you take it a step further, you realize that these positive thinking triggers, they also are bringing in positive emotions, like what you see on the screen, joy, where you create the urge to play, be creative, and push your limits. You have more interest in things. You're literally more likely to take action that build the resources that you need. You have contentment. You also have pride, or the good type of pride, where you can build healthy coping skills. And the last one here I wanted to point out is you have more love in your life. Why is that? Because you become grateful. We have a whole section in the book about creating a gratitude list and a gratitude journal. So there's good things that can happen there. Now, let's wrap it up here with the last couple of minutes that we have. And that is to really start thinking about this as a long-term or a lifelong approach to make a few tweaks here and there. And let's create some type of a strategy or a game plan to help you enjoy life and be more productive. Okay, let me just read off a few of these things here because I think they're important. Here's 10 things that you can do. First one, like I said, have a wake-up strategy. Basically, what you're doing is you're waking yourself up, you're coming alive, and you're being aware of your surroundings. That's first and foremost. Number 2, do something that makes you feel good. You know, go for a walk, listen to relaxing music, watch a funny video. Do something that makes you feel good. Write down your goals and follow them. We all know that a goal not written is only a wish. So write down your goals, follow them to the T, even tweak them if you have to. 4, create a gratitude list. When you start writing down things that you're grateful for, you literally will see all of the many blessings in your life. Establish positive patterns. Now, again, we talked about this on the last session, but we need to create those patterns that you can follow each and every day throughout your life. Stay focused on what matters, but let me add one more thing to there. Stay focused on what matters most to you. I want to emphasize to you, because you are the most important person that has to read this list. Just like I'm the most important person for me and for my family. I like number 7, because it reminds me of the old football days. You know, it's just, you know, block the negative influencers. You got to have good blockers. And just like those, we call them 300-pound biggins, our guys on the front line, they would protect the quarterback and the running back and basically block those negative defensive players, and I actually played defense. So the good news is there, we can block those negative influencers. There's a way to do that. There's a whole system to follow. Have a determined heart. Be determined to succeed and literally find that joy and happiness that you're searching for. And also offer random acts of kindness, because if you do something nice for someone, you just feel better. It's just the way it is. And read some positive stories. Again, we have 11 positive, very inspirational, motivational stories in the book that you can read that are really helpful. So as we wrap up here, the leaders, we all need to be the leaders and be the example. Here's what I mean by that. You've got to be on your A game. We as leaders always need to be on our A game. We have others, people that are going to look to us as an example, which means sometimes we're going to have to fake it until we make it. Because some days, if you're like me, it's not a good day. It may not even be a good week or even a good month, but we still have to fake it until we make it and help people understand that we're okay. And that I love the phrase that I'm passing through a challenge. That's right. You're passing through it. You're not staying in it. And that's what we've got to do. And we've got to fake it until we make it. You've all heard the, at least us guys talk about, hey, if we have a happy wife, we have a happy life. Well, how about if we're a happy chief, we make no thieves. I like that one too. Happy chiefs make no thieves. It's not easy to do, but it's worth it. So there's a section that we'll discuss at another time. There's 30 attributes of great leaders that I've written about that I think might be helpful to you. And when you start reading this list, you'll start nodding like, okay, yeah, I've had people in my life that fit that and they're a good leader. So last but not least, if you have any interest in any of these books, we have training available. We have a whole system on developing a positive culture that you can follow. This too is going out into many corporations throughout the country and even a lot of medical offices. We're actually starting to train those individuals in the system. It's actually built. If you want to take advantage of it, it's available for you. There's workbooks, there's books, there's online learning systems, there's workshops, we have articles, we have action plans. We even have a Positive Times newsletter that we're starting to now send out to patients of our doctors who are our clients. And then you also have a way to get on if you want to, even if you want to be a guest, I would love to have you as a guest on my podcast. It's called Health Beat. We talk about things that create positivity, but we talk about really our health and well-being, what's going on in our mind, what's going on in our body. Let me just show you what that looks like. If you go to this, you'll see the Positific logo. Here's some old episodes here. There's 31 old episodes on a different network. You click on the new episodes, takes you right to all of the new episodes that have been uploaded. So these are the latest and greatest ones. But take a look at that. Go to positific.com, and then you'll see the link. Let me show you again, positific.com. See the link over here where it says podcast. You just click on that. It'll take you to this page. So as we wrap up here, again, you all are doing some amazing work. We're here to help you. We're here to do whatever we can to help you. Even if you have to get out of that rut that you might be in, just drop me a line, drop any of us a line. Let's talk it through. Let's give you some of those things that maybe we've learned along the way that might be helpful for you. This is my contact information. You can reach me at, on email. There's my cell phone. You can see our positific.com website. You can see our RxToLive website. You know, it's amazing work that we're all engaged in, and we as leaders have a great opportunity in front of us, not just to make money, but to help people, to make a huge difference in the lives of the people that we connect with. So I would love to learn more about what you're doing and make sure you always, my door's always open, my phone's always on. If you want to chat or talk about any of the things that you're experiencing, love to help you any way we can. So thank you for spending a few minutes with us today. For now, Scott, I'm going to send it on back to you, buddy.